You're listening to The Takeaway.
I'm Farai Chidea here with Lynn Scherr. We're in for John Hockenberry. All right, let's turn to the West. When California's state legislators finally reached a compromise on a plan for the state budget, earlier this week, some people breathed a sigh of relief, except the state legislators who actually came up with that plan.
We have accomplished a lot.
We have cut. And we have cut.
People are going to feel pain in a lot of different areas.
There isn't a whole lot of good news in this budget.
The hang-ups are what they have been.
It was like a suspense movie.
Yeah, a lot of suspense. And those legislators may vote on the budget today. If they delay, it'll be another slowdown in a process that's dragged on for months. For more on the budget's chances, Dan Walters joins us. He's a political columnist with the Sacramento Bee. Dan, thanks. And when we look at the cuts on the table, there are huge reductions. We're going to get to the specifics in a second. But, you know, first off, what are the odds that this budget is going to pass?
Well, they're pretty good, actually, because it does not include new taxes. And that's been a main hangup, particularly with Republicans in the past. And so, yeah, chances are that by sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning or something, the package includes about 28 bills. So it takes quite a while to just get them all through the process. They got to pass both houses of the legislature.
28 separate bills?
Yeah, last I heard, there might be more by now, but last I heard there were 28 bills.
Wow. Okay. 28 bills and billions of dollars. Where are the cuts?
Well, the cuts are just about everywhere. They're in health and welfare and state employees, furloughs, and you know, they're just all over the map. Basically, the courts take a hit, the prisons take a big hit, local governments take a big hit because the state's going to basically grab a lot of their money, almost $5 billion of local government money. So the pain is everywhere. Remember, this is on top of a deal they already did in February that cut quite a bit, as well as raised taxes in February. So overall, over the last couple of budget cycles, they've had to deal with about $60 billion. That's not all cuts, you know, taxes right, and deferrals and bookkeeping gimmicks. I mean, there's a whole batch more of those things in the current budget, like counting the June 2010 payroll against the July 2010 because it's in a new fiscal year. So
all right,
you just
Dan,
kind of push off the problem for a year.
Dan, I understand that one of the most controversial issues is the prison system, cuts that would cause early release of thousands of inmates. Who's pushing back on that?
Well, that's kind of been resolved. There was reports that it would involve early releases. In fact, the administration says that they want to reduce the number of prison inmates in California from about 170,000 to by some 27,000, but most of those would be like shifted into lower level facilities, or maybe not taking him into prison in the first place changing some sentencing guidelines, or not putting as many parolees back in prison for minor violations of parole, that sort of thing. The idea is to reduce the prison inmate population by 27,000,
okay,
not necessarily put 27,000 out the door.
All right. Well, thanks for the information, Dan Walters.
You're welcome.
Political columnist with the Sacramento Bee, Lynn.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.